Well, the PICO Fund is monies that are earmarked for educational construction projects, and the money comes from a gross receipts tax on utility sales. So electricity, gas, utility sales generate the money that goes into PICO Tone. The PICO money is about $500 to $600 million per year, depending upon the scope of the business cycle. Those monies come from a gross receipts tax on utility sales. So during the boom, the utility sales went up, PICO monies went up, and the state leveraged that growth by issuing bonds to pay for new construction. And so we got a lot of new construction underway. But those bonds require payments over a 20 to 30-year period of time. So as we got into the economic bust, PICO money stopped growing. So all of the annual $500 to $600 million that comes in has already been pledged to previous bond issues. So there was very little incremental new money available to support new projects. In 2011, 2012, there was about $55 million of additional money over and above the bond payments. The legislature decided that it would allocate that to charter schools and not allocate any of that to the public schools or to the universities because they felt the charter schools had greater need.
So just so I'm clear on this, you're saying that the legislature decided that Florida's charter schools are going to receive $55 million in PICO funds while the other public schools and universities are getting nothing. How did that happen?
That was their appropriation. There was $55 million of additional PICO money over and above what was required to pay the bond debt service in the 2011-2012 budget year, which is the year we're in now. And the legislature decided that the public schools and public universities did not need that money. The charter schools needed it more than the universities and the public schools. So therefore, they made the decision to allocate the money in that way.
And that decision has the school superintendents and university presidents very unhappy. Some school superintendents say they have physical plants that are suffering serious decay, broken pipes and leaky roofs and peeling paint. If those funds don't come from the state PICO funds, what options do school districts have?
Well, each local school board is allowed to impose by referendum 1.5 mils of additional property tax to support capital and maintenance. So local school boards can avail themselves of 1.5 mils, and many school boards have done that.
And what kind of effects specifically might we see in Central Florida from this decision?
Well, it's causing a substantial delay in the University of Central Florida's plans to expand its capital plant. And as you mentioned, many of our local school boards wish to use monies to support the current fiscal plant that they've developed over time. And for some of them, especially the property poor counties like Osceola County, the 1.5 mils doesn't generate enough money to maintain the entire fiscal stock that they have. So it really is a problem, and we need to think about additional revenue sources so that we can maintain the physical plant that we've built over time.
Now, just to be clear, the school funding that we have been talking about, these PICO funds, were for the school year that we're in now, 2011-2012. Do you have any projections on what the legislature might do, what the outlook will be for next year, 2012-2013?
Yes, I do. According to the Department of Revenue, it is coming in about 6% below expectations. So it is unlikely that we'll see the legislature allocate monies to PICO this year. Instead, they're likely to continue to put it into reserves in order to maintain the state's bond rating and continue to use that money to pay for the debt that has already been incurred. So I don't think there's going to be PICO money this year.